brings out the less expensive wine, but you have kept the best until now. The miraculous sign at Cana in Galilee was the first time Jesus revealed his glory and his disciples believed in him. All right, so why is this miracle significant? And back in those days, it was actually extremely humiliating for the family to run out of wine because it was a huge extravagant thing to have a wedding. They would plan for months, and their weddings weren't just like a few hours like we have. Like, it would go on for days and days and days, and them celebrating. So for them to run out of wine was a big, big thing. And it's like, well, why would God care if we're humiliated? And the thing is that we're saying is, God cares about the even most little things, whether we're humiliated or not. I want to tell a story of me in my own life. Is I don't know about you, but I'm a bargain shopper. I like when I'm going to go buy something, I want to get the best deal, the cheapest deal. And my son needed a baby gate because he was getting in my kitchen and it was just a mess. And so I went and I looked online and I knew the baby gate I wanted, and it was more than I could afford. And I prayed before I went in. I knew what I was already getting, and I said, God, let it be on sale. And I mean, I know that sounds so funny. God, let the thing I need to be on sale that I may be able to use the whole gift card that I have. Well, I went in there and they had the baby gate I wanted, and it was only one left, and it was on sale. And I say that to say that God cares about even the little things. And the reason he cares is because he loves you. And it talks about in James 4:2, you have not because you ask not. And so God wants to know all the little things. He wants to know whether you are having a bad day or a good day, because it talks about praying without ceasing. So you're constantly talking to God because he created you. He loves you. He wants to pour into you. How many of you guys know we have a good daddy? He wants to take care of us. He loves us. And whether it's getting a baby gate at Target, or God providing a job for your family, or God sending your kids home that are wayward, God loves you. God wants to know every little thing, whether it's good or bad. He wants your praise. He wants to know you. Who has children would know that you want a relationship with your children because they love you. So that was the small lesson I have, and I want you guys to go in, and I want you guys to talk in your circle and read that extravagant miracle page, and then discuss in your sweet circles the first time you experienced God's grace in your life, and in this spirit, share how you came to this retreat. So at this time, I'm going to let you guys break off to your circles, and that's what I have.